All right, so good morning. Here we are with the Earth Star Soul Star Chakra Clearing Page on December 18th of 2012. A very important week in the history of humanity and culture and all of that. However, it may just be another one of those little fizzle weeks, like so many times we've gone through these big things, big changes and whatnot, that they ended up to be a process as opposed to an event. And it's my suspicion and my experience and my intention, really, is that this is going to be another one of those process pieces. And I was actually just reflecting as I wrote a song over for church this last weekend. I was reflecting on the journey that began in 1987 for any of those who were tuned in at that time or open to the frequency of the harmonic convergence. That began the 25-year cycle that is culminating here this Friday. And during that 25-year cycle, there was a lot of projections and information about what was occurring. However, I connected with it lock, stock, and barrel. And the bulk of my writing, the songs I wrote about the vision, for 25 years they've been in alignment with moving into this new frequency. And it's kind of interesting because, the actual arrival at the date is somewhat bittersweet in the sense that there's been a whole lot of portions of my life and creation that was designed to move things towards this moment. So I'm very curious what will show up on the 22nd, what will show up that morning in terms of my own feelings, my sensations, my experience, my thoughts, you know, how I see the world, how I experience it. And I'm bringing this up because it's relative to the Earth Star and the Soul Star Chakra. These particular chakras are outside of the realm of what we traditionally study within the chakras. Traditionally, from the Eastern cultures and through some of the Western work, it was the focus on chakras 1 through 7, which was the root solar, the sacral chakra, the second chakra, solar plexus, heart, throat, brow, and then crown. But the truth is that as vibration refines itself, especially in these times, which to me is part of the gift of this 25-year cycle, is a very, very powerful and intense raising of energies. And when the energies have been raised, they have been intent on clearing out anything of lower frequency, which gives hint and gives credence to some of the challenges, not only on a personal basis, but on a cultural and on a worldwide basis through these 25 years. So in this cosmic intervention, we are being given new information and new capacities to take advantage of our true design. And that's the way I like to look at it, because we have a true design, in my belief. We have a way that we have been put together that is far beyond what the knowledge is that we continue to carry through culture and through science. And the idea of limitation is truly and honestly a foreign concept in the cosmos and in the ethers. There really is no such thing. We have bought into the notion in the culture and the forms here. Who knows why? Who knows why? It could be just part of the plane of existence. It could just be part of the programming that's taken place here. It could be part of the conspiracy. Who knows? And really, it doesn't matter. What does matter is that we open up now to the new energies and begin to act as if. So as we access the Earth Star Chakra and the Soul Star Chakra, we are beginning to allow ourselves to have a greater flow of energy and to experience what it is that our design actually is. And the beautiful part is as the Earth Star and Soul Star are utilized, we begin to get the revelation, in a sense, the new awareness of just what our capacities are. And anything that doesn't serve us is invited and encouraged and perhaps pushed at times to cleanse itself out of our energy field and all of our energy bodies. So it's wise to have connection with the Earth Star, and we've actually used the Earth Star when I did the root earlier in this series. But I thought today, and especially in light of the fact that we are moving into this shifting time, supposedly, depending on what's going to occur, it would be nice to be superbly grounded, and it would also be nice to open up the Soul Star and by awareness, which is really all we're doing, to say it's open. It is open. And it is one of those, like the Earth Star, that is always open and always serving us. As we gain awareness, we get access to it, and then we can start to use it for what it's actually capable of doing. So we're going to start with the Earth Star, Well, actually, no. We're going to, I'm going to use a couple frequencies here, if you will. I've got some tuning forks that are strictly for the glands, specific glands. One is for the adrenals, one is for the pituitary, and one is for the pineal. And these are essential glands, especially in these times of dealing with our energy. The adrenals are being taxed over and over and over again. So we're going to give them some support to support the Earth Star and support also the root chakra. And then the pineal and pituitary are the glandulars up in the brain that allow us to have the vision and the access to the information and the guidance. So I'm just going to go ahead and offer frequencies for each of those. They are going to be tuning forks, and I'm using them against the drum. I don't know how they're going to sound over this little pinhole of sound through the phone. But do know that the intention of everything that I'm doing here in my room is designed to cross the airwaves and cross through all of the forms and the dimensions to reach you and to do the work that we are intending to do. And so it is. So here's the adrenals. I'm not sure the drum's working in this one, so I'm going to... I just put it right in the phone, and I'm hoping that comes through for you guys. I'll do it one more time. That's the higher frequency of it. And you can actually feel the sensation in the mid-back, just above the kidneys where the adrenals sit. This vibration is realigning and reawakening those to have their full capacity. All right, and so that is. Let me do the pituitary and then the pineal. You can hear that, the pituitary. Let it resonate right in behind the third eye up in the midbrain. Shaking off any calcification, which, by the way, is what fluoride does. It has a tendency to calcify the pituitary and pineal and make them less susceptible to vibration. Curious. You might want to check that toothpaste. Check the water. One more. And finally, the pineal frequency. Why don't we do, as we're actually hearing this frequency, just breathe in through the nose and just visualize the breath going straight into the midbrain, up into through the crown. Up to that part of your midbrain as it moves directly towards the crown. One more. Okay. Take a breath. Now, before, I've asked us to go ahead and speak our true name, which is our birth name, first, middle, and last, and I know that you've all been on the call before. So remember that when we speak this name, we call forth the actual main design, the true design, and the template of that which we are, which is what we're looking at today, especially with the Soul Star. So we're going to speak that name and also call for the etheric guides and support and energy of all beings aligned to that frequency. And in addition, it creates a cocoon of safety that keeps us in the frequency of that which we are. So on the count of three, speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And again, one, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. And again, one, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Okay. Now, at the top of the page, you see the Hung Vajrapa, which is a beautiful Tibetan chant that protects and keeps us in a place of support. As we open up these two chakras today, again, we're not opening them up. As we bring awareness to them and allow their energy to flow freely through us, we want to make sure that we are in a place where we can contain and support that energy that's coming in. So our Hung Vajrapa and putting the cocoon of safety and light around us is more in design with just keeping us comfy and cozy in the frequency of that I am, which is each of us, which is revealing itself today to us. So we're going to go ahead and speak it just seven times. Hung Vajrapa, 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 Hung Vajrapa. So it is. Do remember that a mantra that is spoken, especially ones that are from the ancient times, they carry the frequency of intention from all of the times that they have been spoken. So when we call them in, they do their work. There is no question about it. Okay, to the root, I'm sorry, to the earth star. Sorry if I'm coughing and stuff. Yeah, I really apologize for that, but I'm gonna do my best here. Become aware of your feet on the earth. The root chakra has traditionally been the grounding area, but now that the earth star is being accessed and being revealed in terms of the information and the capacity of it, it is I would say, even exponentially more potent than the root chakra in terms of its capacity to create foundation, because it is embedded in the earth energetically. It is 18 inches below the feet, and it looks like a plate plate of energy there that's almost like an oval. It could be a rectangle. Could be just a large circle, depending on what your own intention is and what your visualization is. It is actually wider than the width of your feet when they are together, even if they're a little bit apart. It extends out beyond them. So it contains your entire energy field, in a sense. And through this particular earth star chakra, what begins to happen is that the earth energy, being both foundation, being power, being strength, being information, being vibration that is a pure and clear cleansing frequency, begins to move up through that soul or the earth star into the left leg, and then it moves up through the body. This energy is designed to support and augment and empower and also cleanse. And what happens is that it moves through the inner energy body, the physical body, and then through the energy bodies. It cleanses out anything that is of a lower vibration and sends it right down the right side, through the right leg, out through the right foot, into the earth. And that energy is utilized by the earth to be supported and used however in the highest good it possibly can be used. In other words, we're just cleansing out energy. So this completely and beautiful design of the Earth Star is like our own conduit of energy that is 24/7, all of our incarnation days, working. As we call attention to it, which we'll do in a moment, we begin to see that the power of it is even far beyond what just letting it work by itself will do. So go to the affirmation on this first, up at the top page. You have a chant, Wani Wachielo. You have an affirmation right below it. We're going to speak this affirmation. I'll say it. I now fully allow the support of the earth that should be to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. So I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. So take a breath, if you will. Speak your true name. Mark Stanton Welch. And we will speak this on three. One, two, three. I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. Let's do it one more time. I now fully allow the support of the earth to sustain, empower, and nurture my foundation in all my moments. And so it is. Let's move all the way to the bottom of the page there. There are two things that I want to bring to your attention. There's another affirmation, and then there's a statement that I'm beginning to use on all of our sessions. The statement is, I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. Just keeping that in mind, to realize that we are by nature a spiritual being. We're not just a human being. The human being is the result of being the spiritual being, incarnating into this frequency and dimension in the form that we are. I am a spiritual being having a human experience in a physical body. What this will do as you start to access and use it is to take away the possibility, well, the feelings of overwhelm, the feelings of helplessness, the feelings that things are beyond our control. Once we claim our spiritual beingness, what we begin to access is all that goes with that, the information, the technique, the skill, the vibration, the access. All of that begins to become present because that's the design. So the invitation is to make this statement a part of your regular everyday moments, in the sense of bringing it in and remembering and reflecting on that and experience it as you walk through your days. Because this statement in itself contains both the Earth Star Chakra as well as the information coming through and contained in the Soul Star Chakra. The spiritual beingness, which is the memory of who we are, is contained in that Soul Star. And then the humanness, the experience in the physical body, is tied so intimately into the Earth that the Earth Star becomes a vehicle that is almost like the membrane of energy that allows us to sustain ourselves. Powerful statement. One more affirmation just above that that also has to do with the Earth Star Chakra. I am in all my energy bodies and in all dimensions safe, protected, abundant, peaceful, and cared for, and so it is. What this is implying and what this is claiming is that we have self-care and self-nurturance by opening up to all the frequencies that are available to us through our opening awareness. And that we are in foundation, and being in foundations means that we are solid on the earth in our capacity to be in balance, to trust our own capacity to survive and to live through and take care of our needs. All of this is absolutely bequeathed to us as we start to claim the use of the Earth Star Chakra in combination with the Root Chakra. Survival is more of an instance, in a sense, of the Root Chakra in terms of its own personal element for each of us. Survival in terms of our needs being met, in terms of the finances, the work, the shelter, the food, the air, all of those essentials for life are actually in the arena of the Root Chakra. But the Root Chakra is given its potency and power through the actual access and then the flow of the Earth Star Chakra itself. So let's say this one together. I am in all my energy bodies and in all dimensions safe, protected, abundant, peaceful, and cared for, and so it is. Now let me remind you that as you use an affirmation, which is a statement of reclamation, if you will, a statement of intention, a statement that it is so, this is the desired and intended outcome of how we want to be in this world. So as we speak it, the universe is bound by law to begin to marshal the opportunities and magnetize the experiences to us that will reflect this information. As we hold true to this notion, to this idea, to this claim that this is the way things are, the universe shows up in that way. Having said that, there is a lot of energy that pushes against this idea from our original programming. The gift of these times is that it is clearing those blockages out even without our awareness. It is a great time to be alive. It's a great time to have incarnated. Okay, let's go back up to a chant. This is the Earth Star chant, a song that came through as I was starting to work with the Earth Star. So we're going to see how my singing voice is. Find the chords. So I'm going to sing it one time through. And if some of you might remember it from the first time we did it. We'll sing it three times. Well, we'll sing it four. Calling on the Earth Star. Activate the Earth Star. Send me the power of the Earth through my left for foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. Constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. solid on the earth, solid on the earth. Three more. Calling on the earth star, activate the earth star. Send me the power of the earth through my left four foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. Constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the earth. Solid on the earth. Two more. Calling on the earth star. Activate the earth star. Send me the power of the earth through my left four foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. Constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the earth. Solid on the earth. One more time. Calling on the earth star. Activate the earth star. Send me the power of the earth through my left four foundation. Cleanse me and clear me and send it through my right foot out. Constantly flowing to keep me in balance and center. Solid on the earth. Solid on the earth. So it is. Gosh, I love it. Love trying to sing when it doesn't come out. It's just like eBay star, or you know, if we can. Here's Mark when he sounds like he's all completely incapable of singing. But you know what? We do it anyway. We do it anyway. All right, so become aware of your feet and know that as we speak and as we work right here, that energy is flowing straight up through, coming up through the left, cleansing and clearing down through the right, and then back out. It's a regular roto-rooter, a conduit, a colonic, an energy colonic that is moving through us on a constant basis. So now let's be conscious with it. Let's do something with it. So we're going to do a little bit of a visualization here that's going to invite you to work with this in a very different way. You know, it's not really different. It's right in line with the actual capacity of what it does, but it just takes an intention. Whereas right now it's just moving through the entire body, we're going to actually use it to focus on each of the chakras as we move up. So what's going to happen is we'll start with the root chakra first, and what it's going to see, we're coming up through the left. It's like a pipe or a conduit. As the energy moves up, we're going to sweep it directly through the root chakra, cleansing any energy that is of lower vibration and outside of the design of that which is your true frequency. In other words, we're going to call and claim the actual frequency of true vibration for your root chakra and invite the earth star energies to cleanse and clear anything of a lower frequency. And as that is cleansed and it sweeps through that area, that frequency, those lower frequencies are taken right down the right leg, out through the right foot, the ball of the foot, and then directly into the earth star, and then they are dissipated strictly as energy to be used for the highest good. So we're going to start with that one. So I want you to now, we're going to do this actually as we move up through each of the chakras up to the crown. So become aware of the left foot, become aware of the energy moving up through the left foot, and as it moves up the leg, it moves now directly through the root chakra at the perineum, and have it move through and claim any lower frequency vibration, moving completely through that chakra in all of its spherical and in its conical energy and form to clear out anything of a lower vibration and send it down the right leg, out the right foot, into the earth star to be released. Now, with that continuing to run, we're going to take the conduit of energy from the left side and extend it now, even as the root chakra continues to be cleared and supported, we're bringing it up to the sacral chakra, which is 2 inches below the 3 inches below the navel, right in that area, just you know, the lower back area. And in that area, we're calling forth the frequencies to be cleansed that are of a lower vibration in contradiction to the true frequency of the sacral chakra that is yours Anything of lower vibration is cleared out and sent down the right leg, joining the conduit, moving from the root chakra down through the right leg, out through the foot, out into the earth, through the earth star chakra. Again, now moving over to the left side, extend the conduit of energy moving up through the left leg to now move through the solar plexus. In the spherical energy, in the three-dimensional world of the solar plexus, in the conical shape of the chakras, we are calling any vibration that is of a lower vibration than your true frequency to be released and cleansed. And it moves out through the right, connects with the channel moving down the right leg, and that energy too. Those frequencies, too, are sent out through the foot into the earth star chakra to be consumed by the earth as just energy to be used. Now, as we move up again to the heart chakra, we're going to realize that all three of those below us are still working. And what's happening now, as the frequency gets back to wholeness, what we're doing now is inviting the earth star energy to continue to support that, continue to support the maintenance of those chakras in the frequency that is the right and true frequency for each of them for you. Moving now up the left leg, following the channel, beyond the root, beyond the sacral, beyond the solar plexus now to move in through the heart chakra, to cleanse and clear in the sphere and the conical energy, the shape of that area, any vibration of lower frequency that is not in alignment or in harmony with the heart chakra frequency. Cleansed out through the right, sent down through the right, the conduit through the leg, right leg, out the right foot, into the earth star chakra to be sent to the earth as energy to be used for the highest good. Now with all four of those conduits moving, we bring the energy up through the left, and it passes all of those each and moves up to the throat chakra. And in the throat chakra, which right now I could use, through the throat chakra, it cleanses any vibration of the unspoken, of the lower frequency words that have not been spoken, of the energetic memories of any experience that was unprocessed and unspoken, to be cleansed and cleared out of that throat chakra, sending down the right side of the body into the conduit and the right leg, out through the foot into the earth star, to be sent as energy and used as energy for the highest good of all. Now with all five of these conduits still running, we bring our awareness to the left leg and allow it to move up past the root, past the sacral, past the solar plexus, past the heart, past the throat, up the neck into the third eye where it cleanses the spherical energy of that particular chakra. Any blockages, any lower frequency disturbances or vibrations that interfere with the seeing or the guidance and the conduit of energy that flows in from the higher realms, we cleanse and clear all blockages and calcifications, the pituitary and the pineal gland. It cleanses and clears those frequencies and reopens our awareness to the vision and the acceptance and understanding of the frequencies of these times. Moving down the right side as it cleanses, out through the right leg, out through the foot, into the earth star, to be put back in the earth as energy to be used for the highest good. Now, with this constant energy flowing through all six of the chakras, we bring awareness to the left leg and moving up past each of the chakras, and we go to the crown now. And in the crown, we allow the energy to move up and to cleanse and clear any blockages that have calcifications that have grown there that have diminished our capacity of knowing our guidance, of knowing our wholeness, of knowing our divine origin, of knowing the clarity that we have and the information that's available to us. We cleanse and clear out anything that would be interfering with our true acceptance and understanding of our wholeness and our divinity and our I am that I amness. And we send it down the right leg, down the right side, down the right leg through the conduit, out the right foot, into the soul's, the earth star chakra. Energy moving into the earth to be used for the highest good of all. Now, the invitation here is to keep allowing this to move and to be allowing it to continue this process by augmenting and supporting the maintenance of our particular chakras in their correct frequencies, cleansed and cleared of any lower vibration. So we'll allow that to happen through the rest of our time here together. And then you can let go of the vision of it and then just allow the earth star to follow its own wisdom and to work with our body and our higher self to actually cleanse and clear that. So, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's move down now to the proclamations. We're going to do the first proclamation. And once again, a proclamation is a statement of supreme power. It is a claiming that it is so. And it absolutely magnetizes all the frequencies and energies and forms that are necessary to ensure that this shows up in our life. So let's treat it as such. So we're going to say it with a conviction. From the divine love which flows within my being, I proclaim my desire to remain in my physical body so I may experience and fulfill my journey in peace and joy upon this earth. I see those energies within me that are connected to creation flowing through my being, reconnecting with the earth in divine perfection. And so it is. One more time. From the divine love which flows within my being, I proclaim my desire to remain in my physical body so I may experience and fulfill my journey in peace and joy upon the earth. I see these energies within me that are connected to creation flowing through my being, reconnecting with the earth in divine perfection. And so it is. This is a particularly potent one in these times because a lot of people are checking out and leaving the planet because it's just too hard. Or they've reached a place where they just don't want to work on it anymore, or they've evolved beyond it. Sometimes it's an actual choice between higher self and our conscious self to actually decide to stay. I believe we incarnated in this particular time because we were essentially wanted to be a part of this transformation that's occurring. So that's an invitation for us to stay and remain in the form that we are in terms of in the body, but expanding into the new frequencies. So it is, and so it is, and so it is. The count of three, I invite you to speak your true name. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. Okay, we have to move into the soul star at this point. There are, I think there's at least one more for the earth star of the proclamations. I invite you to work with these proclamations. They will serve you. They really will serve you. And really, you know, by design, you're only supposed to say them a couple times, and then that's it. You need to let it go. We're going to do a couple more with the soul star. Okay, let's look at what the soul star is. About an arm's length above the head is it's kind of mushroom-shaped. It's almost like it's a funnel that's pulling the frequency in, and it's considered the ninth chakra. Excuse me. And I'm going to... Sorry, my phone battery was going out. So now I'm on the line phone, which is probably going to sound better as far as the voice goes. When I sing, it's going to be a little strange, but maybe we won't. Let me give you some information from a great book called The Complete Book of Chakra Healing by Cindy Dale. She's been very instrumental on a mass way of getting the information about additional chakras out to the general public for those who are open to it. And I see her as one of the premier resources for this kind of information right now, so I'm just going to draw some stuff from what she's described here. But she says basically the ninth chakra, the soul chakra, is the seat of her soul. And it communicates through images, archetypes, patterns, numbers, and other basic symbols. So the information that comes in is often in other forms as opposed to just bits of information. This is why we attract ourselves to forms, where when we see a circle, when we see a spiral, when we see a cross, when we see these things, they stir elements within us in a deep level. This is where that information is coming through. This is where the inspiration is coming through and the identification with that. The chakra works just like one of our physical cells. It contains our soul genes, the programs underlying the choices we have made regarding our physical body, emotional states, and mental beliefs. This is pretty fascinating because essentially it's saying that the information and the perception we have in this particular chakra is what will eventually manifest itself into the physical. This is the template or the proving ground or the drawing board, if you will, of how we show up in the world. And when things start to go awry, when we start to lose connection with who we are, part of it is because we've been feeding misinformation
or we have lost the connection with the true information and the true design, and the information gets bypassed. And when the soul star chakra loses its connection with us through the awareness of our conscious mind, we begin to put other information in place. We begin to subscribe to limitation, and we lose connection with what's called the divine purpose, or even our life's purpose. So this is a very, very critical, critical chakra in terms of us reclaiming our personal vision for who we are and what we're here to do this incarnation. Within the chakra lie the fundamental seeds of our soul purpose and information regarding our life purpose and life tasks. All healing must be locked into the ninth chakra to be completely integrated. Only by healing the soul body, which carries all data from one incarnation to another, can we be assured that we are not just going to repeat our lessons over and over. So hear that. Only by healing the soul body, which carries all data from one incarnation to another. And this particular soul star chakra is the entryway into the soul body. And that through that, in a sense, the template that we create, again, then it shows up and manifests as how we are in the world. So please do not underscore the importance of opening up to the guidance that comes through this particular chakra and using it consciously to seed your vision and seed your ideas of what it is that you are claiming, and let the vibration of that chakra then bring it into manifestation. This is really like a golden key. It's something that bypasses the struggle and gives us an actual capacity to do something very, very powerful and very conscious, and let the power of the universe, if you will, do the work, instead of us trying to make something happen and having to move through all of the old programming. Okay, so that's enough for the mind. Let's go now to a particular, we're going to a proclamation. We're going to the second one. I gently and lovingly ask my soul to integrate with my physical body, my DNA, and all aspects of my being, so I may fulfill my journey in this life experience. Excuse me. So I may experience, grow, and evolve as one in peace, harmony, and joy, and so it is. This is a bridge between the Earth star and the soul star, what this one is. It's connecting the Earth and the physical as well as the soul. So let's go ahead and speak this one. We'll just do this one time. I gently and lovingly ask my soul to integrate with my physical body, my DNA, and all aspects of my being, so I may fulfill my journey in this life experience, so I may experience, grow, and evolve as one in peace, harmony, and joy. And so it is. Move down right below it. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I reach out to my creation in my human experience and command that the editor gene I hold within my being now be activated in its divine perfection to co-create with me according to my intent and plan, to edit the script of life according to my heart's desires into the one that will bring me joy in all areas of my soul experience. And so it is. Potent stuff. Let's go ahead and speak this together. I am creation on all levels of consciousness. I reach out to my creation in my human experience and command that the editor gene I hold within my being now be activated in its divine perfection to co-create with me according to my intent and plan, to edit the script of life according to my heart's desires into the one that will bring me joy in all areas of my soul experience. And so it is. Okay, let's do the next one too. From the divine love that flows within my being, I take myself back to a point in time just prior to those events that have created these laws, judgments, thought forms, and conditions that have separated me from happiness and joy. I call forth from the Akashic records all records and memories of these events. I command that these be erased from the Akashic record and from the memory of universal consciousness, and so it is. Let's do this cleanse together. From the divine love that flows within my being, I take myself back to a point in time just prior to those events that have created these laws, judgments, thought forms, and conditions that have separated me from happiness and joy. I call forth from the Akashic Record all records and memories of these events. I command that these be erased from the Akashic Record and from the memory of universal consciousness. And so it is. Okay, and let's do the next one, because what these are all doing are inviting and accessing information in the Soul Star to make sure that any misinformation is being cleansed and cleared. Any tendrils of past lives, any tendrils of beliefs that have still contained within the cellular memory, that these things are being washed and replaced with the divine and universal consciousness. And the clarity that allows us to reconnect with, access, and utilize our own soul purpose and divine plan. So we're going to use the next one. I just need a little drink here. I transmute the illusions interfering with my ability to see my divine perfection into the divine expression of creative love. I command all records and memories created to manipulate and distort my ability to recognize and experience the totality of my divine perfection to be erased from universal consciousness. I replace the illusion with universal knowledge, allowing me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of the divinity within. And so it is. Let's do this together. I transmute the illusions interfering with my ability to see my divine perfection into the divine expression of creative love. I command all records and memories created to manipulate and distort my ability to recognize and experience the totality of my divine perfection to be erased from universal consciousness. I replace the illusion with universal knowledge, allowing me to know, see, feel, and experience the feminine and masculine aspects of the divinity within. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. All right, let's go up and call on Ascended Master Kutumi. And then Kutumi is actually overseeing the crown chakra typically, but we are calling upon his information and his capacity to move up just those 18 inches and to help us reclaim this essence of ourselves. So rather than play the guitar right now, I'm just going to sing it to you. And we'll see how this works. It goes, Kutumi, Kutumi, Ascendant Master of the Yellow Sacred Ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. Kutumi, Kutumi, Ascended Master of the Yellow Sacred Ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. One more time. Kutumi, Kutumi, Ascended Master of the Yellow Sacred Ray, guide me closely on my spirit way. Initiate me to my true ascension path, to my life's purpose. Reveal my life's purpose. And so it is. So we call upon the frequency of the Ascended Master Kutumi to be present for us, to reveal and to clear anything that is blocking in the Soul Star Chakra, to give us access, the information, the activity that is necessary for us to reclaim and to reactivate that soul purpose and the awareness of all that, so that we may manifest it here in this dimension in the form of which we live. And so it is, and so it is. So, let me see what I can do with the Soul Star. It's a song right above it here, so we're going to... Soul Star, Soul just above my head, through with the forms of my life are fed. Seed of the soul where the healing starts, through archetypes and symbols you impart the wisdom that seeds my purpose. Guide me on my way. Soul star, soul star, one arm's length just above my head, through with the forms of my life are fed. Seed of the soul where all healing starts, through archetypes and symbols you impart the wisdom that seeds my purpose. Guide me on my way. One more time. Soul star, soul star, one arm's length just above my head, through with the forms of my life are fed. Seed of the soul where the healing starts, through archetypes and symbols you impart the wisdom that seeds my purpose. Guide me on my way. Guide me on my way. Guide me on my way. And so it is. And so it is. The reason the songs work, they're intentional songs, and they work just to keep our focus in those areas. So as we sing them, we send the energy through awareness and through intention and through invitation into that particular chakra. Plus, I think the chakra energies like to be witnessed like that. Quite honestly. Okay, I want to do a very, looks like we have about 11 minutes left here. So I want to do another guided meditation visualization journey here that has to do with the soul star. So the way we're going to start this is take about a minute, and you're going to just become aware of that essence of that soul star above your crown, about 18 inches above. And if you need to raise your hand, it looks like it's more than 18 inches, but just as far as your hand, and you're touching and accessing the energy of the soul star. What I would like you to consider doing is to put your intentions into that. To begin to look, start with your physical self, and start with the intentions of what you desire to reclaim physically. And seed those ideas and those visions into the soul star, because this is where the actualization, like we talked earlier, it begins to manifest. This creates the form through the feeding, but it has to have the seed first. It has to have the vision and the intention. So the first thing we're going to do is just take a moment to visualize what it is that we desire. First in our physical self, then in the forms of our life. But really we're looking more in the energy bodies and all the manifestation of what's going on with us in the physical domain. If you feel called to express something else in terms of the forms of living for yourself, so be it. Certainly wouldn't hurt it at all. So, I'll be back in a minute. Okay. Wow, that was some potent stuff there. Okay, so we're going to assume that those seeds have been planted now into that particular chakra. into that soul star chakra. And they are manifesting, and they're basically magnetizing and pulling frequencies in that are going to step it down in vibration to make these things manifest within our physical being and without our physical being, in all of our energy bodies. We're going to be claiming this, and here's how we're going to do it. Very much like we viewed the energy coming up through the left leg right now, we're just going to begin to see the energy coming through the soul star as a wash. And it literally, like, you know, one of those great shower heads that are big and wide, like rain falling on us, and it just sort of just washes our whole body, and it feels so good. This is the vision I want to invite you to hold, and let this vibration just sweep very, very completely, fully, slowly through each of the chakras. The wash that is coming through contains the seeds and the essence and the vibration of what you just visualized in there, of what you just intended. So we're going to bring that down into our actual physical chakra level so that we can actually supercharge the magnetization process to become our particular reality. So I hope you get what I'm talking about there. So take a breath, if you will, and let's call our pure template back by speaking our true name. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch. And now as you stand there, just picture yourself standing, and slowly this wash of light and vibration of energy moves out of 18 inches above in the soul star and moves down. You feel it hitting the top of your head, moving through your crown chakra to replace any thoughts, patterns, beliefs, thinking, misinformations that would interfere in any way with what your full intention is as placed in the seeds in the soul star. Now moving down through the vision center, through the third eye, down through the head, clearing any intentions, any visions out of the way, misinformations again, calling forth the clarity of the vision to hold and to activate itself, moving down through the throat. Now as claiming everything that is spoken is in alignment now with that which is intended and with the seeds that are being planted, so that there's an alignment of a complete clarity between the vision and the spoken word. Nothing of lower vibration is spoken of again. It is all in alignment with that frequency as it moves down now into the heart. And in the heart, we magnetize it with the love and the intention and the glorification and the absolute grace and the gratitude and the experience of actually having this in our life and manifesting it through our own awareness and use of the tools that have always been available to us, now down into the solar plexus, where we put everything that's necessary in action to make manifest these intentions that are sweeping now through our being. Now down into the sacral chakra, where we put into it the creativity, the passion, the sensitivity, the experience, the vibration of joy and happiness and exhilaration of actually being in the place and containing in the manifestation in the physical dimension that which we deserve and desire here through our intention through the soul star. And then we root it into the first chakra, and it becomes the foundation as it continues to move down in through the legs and into the earth star. And at the point where the earth star is activated, the earth star takes that energy and begins to release it and move it back up through the physical system. And basically it moves it all to the heart again. Both conduits of energy moving from above the soul star, up from the earth star, now are coagulating, are gathering in the heart chakra, and they're creating a spiral, a sphere, an energy of a vibration that is expanding like a ball, and it eventually consumes our chest area, and it consumes all of the chakras, consumes and surrounds the entire body, so that in this frequency of vibration, we hold the vision, and we hold the capacity to make manifest that which is our birthright and desire, and is that which we deserve. And we allow this vision to do its work, replacing anything, any thought, any experience, any hesitation, any memory of anything, of any lower vision or lower vibration. And it is so. It is so. And we're going to leave in process the sense that the sweeping energy in the heart chakra contains all of the earth star energy, all of the earth energy, and contains all of that information about our life purpose, our intention, And it all is sweeping through that area contained in the love that is being manifested through it. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Nice. Nice. So here we are towards the end of our time. Let's go down to the bottom of the page, and we'll use this affirmation here to go ahead and cement the deal, as they say. It says, on all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all past thoughts, illusions, and beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine self and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of my soul's purpose in this incarnation. I call forth the clear revelation of all information, desires, intentions, experiences, and lessons now. I stand in complete clarity, knowing my design plan, and call forth all energies, beings, situations, experiences, guides, and guidance to be easily accessible and understood. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let us speak this together. On all levels, in all dimensions, and in all my energy bodies, I now release the energetic residue of all my past thoughts, illusions, beliefs that have inhibited me from remembering my divine self and my constant connection to Source. I lift and release all veils over the truth of my soul's purpose in this incarnation. I call forth the clear revelation of all information, desires, intentions, experiences, and lessons now. I stand in complete clarity, knowing my design plan, and call forth all energies, beings, situations, experience, guides, and guidance to be easily accessible and understood. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So we're going to end here with our last minute. Go to the mantra up here. Oh, actually, there are two mantras. I wanted to do this one. Let me just give this one to you and invite you in your own time to use it. The Om Namo Narayana. See, Narayanaya. There's a particular pronunciation right now. I'm blocking on it. Sorry. Narayanaya. Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om Namo Narayanaya. Om is the name of Narayama, the flame of truth. It takes the sayer to the sublime realms where spiritual questions are answered and great truths are revealed. I invite you to test this. Work with it. If you need guidance, you need inspiration, if you're just interested in taking a little holiday, taking a journey, taking a vacation, looking for answers, use this mantra. Speak it 108 times and then allow yourself some time afterward to be a receptor. And let the information drop into your soul star chakra and then move itself through all of your energy bodies and then down into your awareness. I believe it's a potent one. Om Namo Narayana. Narayanaya. You decide. Narayanaya or Narayanaya. I'll have it figured out by this afternoon. Let's go right below. Thank you for this great life, O Great Spirit. Wani Wachilo, Wakan Katanka. This mantra, this Native American chant, is actually between Grandfather Sky and Grandmother Earth. We dangle in our human experience. It's a beautiful one that represents both the Earth Star and the Crown. I'm sorry, the Soul Star, and then the existence of us right at the heart in our love space. Wani wachilo, wani wachilo, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka. Wani wachilo, wani wachilo, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka. Wani wachilo, wani wachilo, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka. Three more. Wani wachilo, wani wachilo, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka. Wani wachilo, wani wachilo, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka. Last one. Wani wachilo, wani wachilo, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka, wakang ketanka. Aho. And so it is, and so it is. I'm delighted that you chose to be a part of our experience today. I really hope that this information is going to support you, especially through these beautiful transitional times. I believe it's potent. I believe it's powerful. Use it. Use these ideas. Use these proclamations and make them your own. So we are done now. We'll be back in January, and I don't have it up in front of me which day it is. Let me call it up here real quick. There it is. We'll be back on January 15th doing the sacral chakra. We'll go to second chakra again, especially after these times where all this stuff has been moved and cleared, and we will go ahead and use the sacral chakra to cleanse and clear any of the old wounding debris, if there indeed is any left over. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. I will send you a link by tomorrow with the recording of today's program, and thank you for your tolerance of my husky voice, as they call it.
Mark, is it possible to have a word with you?
Absolutely.
This is Janet Neff.
Yeah, Janet. A
couple things. Have you gotten in touch with Davis Unity?
Yeah, you know what? Let me go ahead and stop the recording.
Yeah, stop the recording.
Yeah, and then you and I can talk.
Okay.
All right. Let me just check. Are there any other questions of anyone who's here about what we just did? If not, so be it. We'll see you on the 15th.
I'll see you tonight, Mark.
Oh, okay.
This is Phyllis. Bye-bye.
Bye, Phyllis.